Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Hey. Who's here? I think I heard Mary Jane.
You did.
Okay, coming in good and clear today.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, Dan B.
Hi, Dan B.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. You're from Washington, right?
Little Rock, Washington.
That's right. You know, I never even knew there was a Little Rock.
There's a lot of people that way. I started talking to somebody one day at the senior center, and I said, they said, where do you live? And I said, Little Rock. Oh, this guy's going to Little Rock tomorrow, and Mom, do you have this and that? And I said, wait a minute. I said, whatever you're talking about isn't in our Little Rock.
Dan, where is that?
It's about 12 miles south of Olympia.
I'll be darned. Okay, Dad's lived here most of my life and didn't know about that.
Exit 95 on I-5.
Huh. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. What would we call that? My geography lesson. Here, I've lived in Washington most of my life. So, I guess you can learn something new every single darn day, you guys. Okay, who else is here?
Darlene from Anderson.
Okay, I think I heard Darlene. That must be from California. Dottie from Massachusetts, right?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, good.
Loretta from Maine.
Pardon me?
Loretta from Maine.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi.
Good morning from Maine. Isn't this fun? You have people all over the country. Who else is here? Okay, well, thanks for those of you that spoke up and let me know you're here. I appreciate it. Everybody ready for the big day next week, huh?
You can't imagine what I'm doing right now.
Are you cooking? Is that who I hear stirring?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Would you believe that I'm making meat pies?
No.
Big girls. But this is a traditional, it's a French tradition in our family on New Year's Eve that we have these, and I'm the last, so far, I mean, my mom used to make them, my grandma used to make them, and then, you know, they've kind of been passed down, so it's kind of a traditional thing that if I don't make them, it's going to be very, you know, heartbreaking with everybody, so.
Yeah. And they're good till New Year's Eve?
Oh, we do it on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then we open up presents, and, that's a tradition that we've done ever since I was a little girl. little girl. Yeah. We've been, so, one of those things, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, can I ask a question? I don't know whether anybody there will know. Maybe Shah will know if she's on the call. How can you cook the bottoms of the pie crust so they don't get soggy? So they're not soggy when you cut them and cut into them.
Who can answer that? I haven't made a pie crust in years.
I'm wondering if you put egg white, if you brush egg white on it.
Like on the bottom of the pan itself?
No. On the, when you put a regular pie crust, it's not a graham cracker, right?
No. This is the regular.
Like that's what my grandmother used to do, and I'm not. I wouldn't swear to it, but it seems like I remember her doing that maybe to seal it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I have done that on graham cracker crust. I don't know why it wouldn't work on another kind. Just the egg white, brushing it on, and then baking it ahead of time, right, to set it up kind of?
Well, no, you don't bake them. What you do is you make the, the meat filling for the... for the pie, and then you put the pie, you put it in the pie crust without being cooked, mm-hmm. and then you all together, everything gets cooked in.
Got it.
You know, the pie crusts are cooked, that's when, you know, but
okay.
I never can get the bottoms to be nice and, you know, like the store-bought pie, you know. I don't know what they do, but.
Who was speaking up? Somebody had an answer.
Dottie, this is Loretta.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I always bake mine, put your crust in and bake it for about 10 minutes. before you put anything in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I was muted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The egg whites on the bottom? No.
No, you just brush them. You whip it up. You whip it up, then brush the egg white on, then bake it for just about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Oh, all right. I'm going to give that one a try because every year it's like, oh man, these would be perfect if the bottoms weren't, you know, the bottoms weren't soggy. And the kids don't complain about it, but I complain about it, you know. And you know what? I have to taste it, you know, because of the seasonings that I put. You know, my mother always tasted it. You know what I mean? She never really knew how much to put in. She always just tasted it. My grandmother did the same thing and everything. And I just put a piece of the pork in my mouth, and I'm telling you, my stomach is turning. I mean, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a very challenging Christmas Eve pie.
I just got a copy of the newsletter yesterday from Monty. It must be Doc McDougall's newsletter. Jeff Novick wrote it, and he wrote again, Red Meat and Cancer, Another Nail in the Coffin. I think we talked about this last week, didn't we? There's 500,000 people, 537 individuals aged 50 to 71, they did a diet and health study. Complete baseline diet history was obtained through a food frequency questionnaire, and during 5 years of follow-up, there were 836 incidents of pancreatic cancer. But you know what? The grilled and barbecued and broiled meat showed a 50% increased risk. About that. So,
is that the barbecues or the charcoal, I wonder?
Men who consumed the most grilled, barbecued, and broiled meat, so I would think it doesn't even matter about the charcoal because broil isn't charcoal, right?
Oh, it's the high heat then.
Showed a 50% increased risk. I'll send this off to you guys. It says, while many think they're doing better by eating lean meat, many of these issues are related to carcinogens that are formed in the meat during cooking, have nothing to do with the fat content. Huh.
So we should eat it raw, right?
I think no. The chemicals called heterocyclic whatever, they're chemicals formed from the cooking of muscle meat such as beef, pork, fowl, and fish. Wow. Okay, research has shown the cooking certain meats at high temperatures creates chemicals that are not present in uncooked meat. A few of these chemicals may increase cancer risk. You know what? I bet it's because, you know, way back when we used to barbecue meat, we always started it out really high, remember? To seal in the juices. Ugh. Well, anyway, I'll pass this one on to you guys. And, you know, it was interesting. Yesterday I had a guy here working on my computer, and it was so kind of fun. He was busy working on the computer. I happened to say something about, my grandson was here, and I happened to say something about my grandson having a tough time adjusting while he's here. Larry and I quit eating meat back May, and the guy turned around spun around his chair. He said, "You did?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I read the book, The China Study." He said, "You read that book?" I'll tell you, we ended up having the most fun conversation because he's read it. His wife's read it. His wife is now going through it the second time, highlighting everything. He said that's really been his preference his whole life. He said he was raised not being, you know, being a plant-based person because of his religion. But, and he said, you know, when he goes out to eat, his first choice is always vegetarian, but occasionally he'll eat fish. And we just had the most fun. I've known this guy for a couple of years, and, you know, I never knew these things about him. And then come to find out he's been to school. I had to call Shar yesterday and tell her about it. I was so dang excited that just mentioning how we eat in the China study again opened up a whole brand new door. he's been to school. He went to school for 2 years to become a naturopath, and then he said he decided. So he's got a lot of that education. Then he decided to do the psychology thing, and he's doing he called it wellness coaching with sports and so forth. And he looked at me and he said, "You know, this just fits right in with what you're doing." Before we left, he's got his handful of information, and he has a surgeon friend who's got the beginning stages of Parkinson's, and he's going to talk to him and see if he'll be open to come and talk to me. How about that? I thought that was kind of fun.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, one more opportunity to just, you know, the door is opened wide just because we mentioned how, you know, changes that we've made in our life.
You never know who's out there.
That's absolutely right. And that's why we need to talk to everybody, you guys.
Who's on the computer guy?
Yeah. Yeah, a computer guy. We had some other people join us. Anybody else want to speak up and let us know you're here?
This is Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
I am going to go ahead and give our opening statement, and then we're going to open this up and see if anybody's got any questions. So be thinking real hard if you've got any questions. We'll try to get them covered on this Friday. First of all, my name is Mary Lou Reardon, and I'm here from Washington State. And you are on the Style Call, and the purpose of this call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. And the people you'll hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study Book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. And the China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, and attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You're our guest. We ask only that if you find this helpful and see benefit, you'll pass this call time and number on to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home, office, or car at this time. So, good morning, everybody. Anybody have any, do we have any guests on the call today? Anyone new to the program that might have some questions?
Mary Lou, I just wanted to tell you I'm here. This is Linda from Washington.
Well, hi, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad. I am so glad. Just passed your testimony on again a couple days ago. We've got a my husband's cousin's daughter-in-law is might be calling you, Linda. For
oh, good.
Yeah. Her name is Sherry. Sherry Lamar. So we're going to encourage her. Either I will three-way or we'll encourage her. So you're doing wonderful. I'm so happy.
I'm doing well, and I'm so glad I started eating this way.
Really?
It's been a blessing.
Would you tell us about that? Linda, there's a lot of people on the call. I know you'll probably stop speaking up when I'm here. Would you tell people your testimony?
Yeah, I actually haven't done this for a while, but I was diagnosed, well, first of all, to begin with, my problem is I never know where to start, but I was introduced to the product back in March, almost a year, it'll be 2 years. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay, I have my phone on speakerphone, so I might sound funny. But anyway, I began to use the products the same. I got my wellness home the same exact day I started going to the doctor. I had some symptoms. I wasn't sure. I'm into fixing myself. It took them 3 months and countless doctors. They kept sending me to different doctors to figure out what was wrong with me. They finally diagnosed me with stage 4 breast cancer that had metastasized into my bone marrow. And, of course, by the time they finally diagnosed me, I was already feeling better. You know, so it didn't make sense to me why I was in no pain. I didn't feel bad. I was using all this wonderful NuCan technology, and I did check with my doctors, and they all said there was nothing that I was doing that could hurt me. So to continue doing it, I also did what the doctors told me to do. I had over the course, I was diagnosed in July of 2006. By March, I was told that I was in remission. And I had a spot on my lung that had disappeared. I had three tumors, two of which totally disappeared. I had one left that was smaller than a centimeter, and that was in March, and it continues to get smaller. Of course, I expect it's going to disappear, but anyway, I continue on with the regimen that I'm doing. I've had no chemo, no radiation, and I'm just absolutely tickled to death. And then 6 months ago, I started on with Mary Lou with the China study, and I love it. It is so easy for me to do. I don't know what to say, but I guess I'm going to start babbling, Mary Lou, so you better stop me.
Oh, no, you're not babbling. Man. Linda, you have no idea how happy it makes us feel. And it's not to make Chloanne feel awfully good to know that she introduced you to, you know, your wellness home and that you believed her or you trusted her enough that you got it and, you know, you took charge of your health. So that is so wonderful. We're so happy for you. And it was no accident that you sat down across the table from me at that gold training dinner. I'm positive.
It was meant to be. Everything happens for a reason.
That's right. That's right. And I was just babbling about the China study. China study. And she looked
no way, I'm not doing it.
So here I am. She had a freezer full of meat that is always delivered to her house. She had it delivered. She had a freezer full of meat. And she looked at her husband and said, oh, my gosh, this is the only thing we haven't changed. You said that before the dinner was over. And
did I?
I'll never forget that. You said, this is the only thing we haven't changed. And he shook his head. He's a very quiet guy. And he shook his head and he said, yeah. He said, maybe we should give that a try or something. And I called you. I think I called you about a week later, and you were having a barbecue or something, and talked to you again about it and encouraged you to start before you went on vacation. You were going to do it after you got back from vacation. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, we did it on vacation, too. It was tough, but we, you know, if we were eating restaurants every day, but it's really easy to eat in restaurants now.
Mm-hmm.
We do. So, yeah, and Jack's totally supportive. In fact, he was more gung-ho at first than I was. I was totally surprised because he's Mr. Meat and Potatoes, but he's, you know, totally on board.
Wow. Oh, wow. I got goosebumps. That was a wonderful Christmas present to hear you on here this morning. Anybody have any questions for Linda?
What an inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a doll. We're just thrilled. So she's in remission. That's wonderful. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody? Nobody has any questions for Linda, huh?
Well, that's a tough show to follow.
I know. Well, I thought you might have a question for her, so.
Just where can we get that story in black and white?
Actually, I think it's on the, I have it written down. I can email. What I'll do is email it to Mary Lou.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Okay? Yeah,
If you want to put it on lifestylesupport.org, too.
Oh, there's Steve. You're from Utah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Okay, so Steve from Utah has probably got you recorded this morning, Linda. I didn't know he was here. That's wonderful. You did a great job.
Let yourself
Thank you.
the technicalities work.
Yeah. He's been having some challenges there with his
Linda, this is Dottie.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Where do you live?
Vancouver, Washington.
You live in Washington, yeah. My niece was diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer, and, you know, she won't listen. She just won't hear anything that I have to say about it. Even I've sent her testimonials and stuff. And she's gone through chemo and you know, going through all the hardship of it, you know, and I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, what made you change your mind in doing more of an alternative thing? Was it because you always did, or? I mean, because it's an awful thing when you have a relative that you know you can help. I mean, I already helped one of my nieces that has fibromyalgia, and I mean, she just loves me to death, you know? And this other niece, you know, she won't hear of it. She thinks I'm selling her something. Yeah.
And I go through exactly the same thing, and I don't understand all these people, and I know now a lot of people that have cancer, will not do anything about it. It's like, in fact, I have a gal that has exactly the same thing I have. She is a distributor, but she says she can't afford to buy this stuff. I'm thinking, she's going through horrible things right now. So it's like I look at her and I look at me and I'm thinking, who would make that choice? But a lot of people do that. When I started this, I didn't have any health issues. I just, for some reason, I had to have it. You know, there was something in me that, you know, I just wanted everything. So, you know, it's so hard for me to tell people or to get people. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look at me. It's like, why can't they just look at me and say, you know, I want this for me? But I know I'm having the same struggle myself.
I guess we can say, well, at least that makes me feel better. That I mean, you know, you know, it's coming right from the horse's mouth. I mean, you went through it, and people are still not listening. You know.
And you know what? We just have to get the message out there. We have got to at least
get the
message out there.
But you know who we have to get the message out to is the doctors. You know, because my niece said, I mean, oh, nope, my doctor says this is what I have to do, and I'm listening to him. And those are the people we have to get this message out to. You know, these doctors,
yeah.
I mean, they've got to stop being so thick-headed and thinking that they're God and that they can take care of everything and open their minds to these products. I'm going to get off my soapbox.
Linda, so
yeah.
What you had been introduced to NECAN, you bought your wellness home. If I remembered right, you were leaving on vacation, so you had it delivered to your office, right?
Yes.
Okay, and
yes,
so
I did.
You went off on vacation, you ordered a wellness home, and then you came back. I remember this part of the story because you started opening your boxes at the office, and everybody was so excited. It was like Christmas.
I had asked. They were having such a fit because all of the boxes were in the hallway. And, you know, I mean, I had my entire wellness home delivered to the office. And of course, I had to put it in the garage, so Jack didn't see all the stuff that I bought right away. I mean, I didn't figure I wanted to start vacation out bad like that. So I unpacked everything. And, I mean, even my broker was in there getting her back rolled out. I didn't know what I was doing, but, oh, we had a blast. So everybody in my office was very supportive for me.
And she didn't, and Linda, you didn't know at this time, that you did not know at this time. Were you already, you was already starting to be achy or hurting, and this was moving all over your body or something?
Not actually, I probably was having a few chest pains or something, but I thought it was heartburn. It was on vacation that I started having some weird stuff that I decided to go to the doctor.
Wow.
When we got back.
Wow.
Oh, but so it was put in place for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I just can't tell you enough that, we're so grateful that you listened. which is so grateful.
I'm grateful, to believe me. I agree, though. I think that doctors need to be, in fact, what we should do is maybe put something together showing that doctors are the third leading cause of death, and maybe get people to listen to that. You know? Well, of course, we don't want to tell doctors that. They wouldn't appreciate it.
No. No, and your doctors, though, have been supportive and told you that your products can't hurt you, so to just keep using them, and look what's happened.
But she won't admit that it's because of those products that I'm doing so well. She says,
oh, my.
Jesus, they're working well for you. You know?
Oh, my.
So,
a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it goes back to the old thing, why, whenever we're talking to anybody, whether they're healthy or not healthy, what makes somebody realize what was that? You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing here with Larry's cousin's daughter. We're not positive that we'll be able to get her to call and hear your story, but I sent it to her in writing, and maybe you even have an updated one. I don't know, but... I just hope and pray that she will give you a call, because you can tell that it comes through in your voice. I mean, you know that these products definitely have, you know, played an important
role.
Yeah. And then we'd need to cross that other bridge about changing the way a person eats, huh?
Mm-hmm. But I think even people going through chemo or radiation or both, being on the products will make that process a lot more comfortable, I think.
Yep. Yep.
I would think so, yeah.
Don't forget the power of the three ways.
That's right. That's our plan. Okay. Wow. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for being on here. So who's cooking your Christmas dinner?
Actually, I think we are.
Ah.
We don't do much Christmas Day anyway, so it's not going to be a struggle. What's a struggle for me is what kind of stuff do vegans have for you know, Christmas holidays? You know, like, what do you do with cookies? And, you know, are we not supposed to eat any of that stuff?
Well, you know, what was that we just read the other day? Something about sugar and how addictive it is. Linda, are you on
your iPad? Yeah.
Yeah, you're on my email list. I know you are for the advanced lifestyle,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Just remember, the cancer cells feed on sugar.
That's right. And just remember, we all have cancer cells in our body, all of us, and something will go awry. That's what makes them grow. So, yeah, we all have cancer cells in our body.
Just a tip, Linda. When you eat one cookie, can you stop?
No.
Then it was.
I don't think so. I've done so well, but I haven't. I have to say, I'm not perfect on that part of it. But it is. It's an addiction.
Yeah, I had a aha moment last week on the call. I don't remember what we were talking about, and I said, you know what? A better idea than even having it in the house is, if you're going to eat something that you shouldn't, do it when you're out, because then you don't
right.
bring it into the house, and people are going to be watching it, so you're going to eat less anyway. But then once you're finished and go home, you're finished. It doesn't
right.
call you anymore.
Exactly.
Hmm. Ruth Williams, are you here? We had a wonderful dinner. They had a wonderful dinner for several of us, a holiday dinner last weekend. They had a leadership meeting at their house they had a wonderful first of all, they brought snacks down, and I'm going to ask her if she'll pass this bread recipe on. It was gluten-free, and it was wonderful, and that was kind of a snack for us, and she had made it herself. It was delicious. Are you there, Ruth? Anyway, that, and then
Mary
we
Lou?
Had... Yeah.
About a year ago, I think it was either the 18th, 19th, 20th of December last year,
uh-huh.
Mary Sharp told was, we were talking about snacks and what to do for Christmas time.
Okay.
And the call was tremendous. She gave us a recipe on how to roast soybeans and things like that. It was really good. But there was a couple of really good calls there, so I'll just mention that.
Okay, so that was... Okay, lifestylesupport.org, and you, that must be November 18th, 19th, and 20th?
It was December.
This month?
Yeah, it was Christmas time. So just right in that area, I can't remember which day, but you could go on and on there, and during that period of time, the calls were being reviewed, so you can see when we talked about Christmas snacks.
Okay, that had to be this year he's talking about, right?
Right, it was a year ago.
Oh, okay, before we even were plant-based. Huh, good.
Right. Yeah, so you know, you'll have to do some things with substituting coconut butter or whatever for regular butter or things like that. But we're smart enough, we can figure it out.
Yeah, okay. So, anybody else have any suggestions? I know we've been talking this week about our hummus and our hummus dip and our veggies and... I know, Linda, I've got to try to stay away from the sugar because, well, we have a friend who actually, her whole family, they started, you know, sugar plantation. And to this day, they get money from the sugar, you know. She gets, what do you call that, those little checks that she gets. Anyway, she says, you know, she's allergic to sugar. And number two, she said, if sugar were just discovered today, it would be listed as a lethal poison. And that's somebody from, you know, that has been raised around sugar her entire life. So, and you know, one thing I'm going to send you guys another article here, and we're after the half hour again. But I found something. I get these everyday health. I'm probably going to be cutting back on some of these newsletters because I have about 1,300 emails. Anyway, when you're treating high blood pressure, this article, and I know we hear a lot of people with high blood pressure, this one jumped out at me because it seemed to me that Ruth had said that after she started taking Osteodense, her blood pressure was, she noticed had, you know, come down, but it was, they claim it is because of calcium. Now, get enough calcium, and they are finding out some research suggests a low calcium intake may contribute to high blood pressure. But calcium's exact role in hypertension is unknown. So one theory holds that a lack of calcium in the diet predisposes your body to retain sodium, which raises blood pressure. For this reason, it may be especially important that salt-sensitive people with hypertension get enough calcium. But you know what? I don't know why. That just jumped out at me because here we are now with our Osteodense. That's the transport system, so our body can use the calcium where it's supposed to. And now that we're better starting to use our calcium, I think that's why we're hearing about people whose hearts are working better and their blood pressure's going down and stuff. Isn't that exciting news? That just jumped right out at me. And this naturopathic, this guy, this computer guy yesterday, when I mentioned to him a couple of people I've known whose heart has started firing on its own, he said, wow, that's because your heart needs calcium to work. And so I thought, you know, this is going to be fun working with him. See, I've already got him figured out. He's in my organization, and he's not there yet. Just starting. So, anyway.
Sounds like he needs some more computer problems.
Oh, I'm sure.
Come back.
No, he asked me to send him a couple of websites, which I did do. I sent him to Dr. Naidu's website, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll get a lot of information out of there. Okay, you guys, any last questions before we sign off on this busy weekend?
Well, was that last website you said?
Which one? The one that
Dr. Naidu.
Dr. Naidu?
Right.
It's www.interminus. I'm going to spell it. That's N like Nancy, T like Tom, E like elephant, R, M like Mary, I, N like Nancy, U, S like Sam, I think, .com.
Thank you.
I think that's it. Doctor, I'll put it on the email that I kick out, you guys. And if you haven't already got it, you can go there. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Needs lots of information there. He's that man is beyond brilliant, and we're so fortunate to have him. One thing, if any of you, well, I would challenge all of you to invite one person to an exciting call tomorrow morning at 8:30. Saturday morning, 8:30 Pacific time. This phone number and the code is 62862#.
628.
Bring one, 62862#. Saturday morning, 8:30 Pacific time. Ruth will be doing her win. Ruth and I will be doing her win and our RIP presentation. And I encourage you to if you haven't been on any of those calls, be sure to get on. And I encourage you to bring one person. You should bring one person on there. Or more. I think you'll find it a very, very good call. And
is that 8:30 your time?
8:30 Pacific time, yes.
Pacific time.
Mm-hmm, that, yeah. So,
is that just a phone call, or don't we need to get on the internet also with it?
Oh, well, good point there, Mary Jane. And before you go on the call, if you can be on the computer and the telephone at the same time, go to the, Dennis and Ruth's website, YB Hurtin. That's the letter Y, the letter B, H-U-R-T-N like Nancy, YBHurtin.biz, B-I-Z. In the lower right-hand corner is Win and Rip. Click on that, and then go to the, when that opens up, go to the WIN presentation, and you'll be ready, and you can follow right along. And I think you'll find it a good call, especially if you bring a guest.
It's 11:30.
Pardon me?
It'd be 11:30 Eastern time, right?
Right. 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central. That's about as far as I can go. Okay. Any last-minute questions? We're going to sign off. Thank you. Thank you, everybody that's joined the call. Thank you, Linda Brown, for being here and for sharing your testimony again. I get goosebumps when you give your story, so thank you so, so much. I feel like it was a real blessing you were here this morning.
So, again, I'm glad. It was perfect. I'm glad. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. I want to say
there would be some way I would like to get a CD
copy
with her testimony.
A CD with her testimony. Okay. You ready for that, Linda?
Whoa. I better work on it. I've got a testimony that's on now, but I need to probably maybe go more in depth. What do you think? Because it was a real short. I didn't really go too much into detail.
What do you guys think?
Maybe Char can interview her some Monday.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful, Linda.
Any calls on lifestylesupport.org that's of all of these calls, you can call Lance at the Blue Ribbon Video. And he'll make a CD of any call on lifestylesupport.org with the exception of Vance's Saturday AM live calls.
Wow.
Oh. Huh.
So any call you want, he'll make a CD for you.
That's good.
Okay. Now, who was that again?
That was Steve.
Blue Ribbon Video will make a CD of any of the calls on lifestylesupport.org. description of the ones that Growing in Wellness puts out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm inviting, I'm challenging all of you to bring a person tomorrow morning to Ruth's Win and Rip call at 8:30 Pacific time. This same number and the code is 62862 pound. We got Vance Rogers call at 7, Ruth's at 8:30, and then Char's, or this call, Monday morning, bring a guest to this call as well because Nancy's going to be interviewing Darlene, right?
Haven't heard officially, but that's the plan.
Darlene, I heard Darlene's here. Are you still here, Darlene?
Okay.
Okay, maybe she has left. Darlene has left the building, I think. I guess I did.
Building.
Okay. All right. I want to thank everybody for the Active Study Pilot Group for your time commitment to this program. I want to thank every single one of you today that spoke up and for guests in attendance, especially you, Linda Brown, for being here. And we'll talk to you guys all later. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks. Bye-bye. For a great call.
Thanks. Linda did it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.